The congregation, we announce that Mrs. Willy Nieuwenhuizen is now receiving palliative care. Let us try and seek the Lord's blessing this morning hour. The most holy, eternal, all-directing and all-knowing God, it is in the morning of the Sabbath day that thou hast assembled here around thy word and testimony. And then we have heard at the end of the portion that was read unto us that all flesh is grass, and it is as the flower of the grass, it withereth, it fadeth away. But Lord, over against this thou didst come to testify that the word of God, thy word, abideth forever, and that his word also by the gospel is preached unto every one of us. Lord, we have heard, even in this morning, of one of the members of the congregation that the weakness is increasing and she is declining. Lord, remember her for this time. How long it shall be, Lord, thou knowest, but we lay her before thy countenance. Visit her with salvation. Lord, grant what she needs in this time, but also remember the family, strengthen them, uphold them, and wilt thou also give prayer unto them. May this be a calling that is sanctified unto each one of them, but also that in the midst of the congregation, it may yet be realized we all go to our long home. And are we then prepared? O thou hast said it, O Savior, be ye also ready. We lay before thee also a husband and a father who received surgery for the second time. Lord, the first time is a knock on the door of his heart. But now thou hast given a second one. Lord, then it is a second trial that follows upon the first trial. But we read in thy word, O God of grace, that thou didst call out to one who was on the way to Damascus, Saul, Saul. O thou didst repeat that calling. Thou gavest him a second knock on the door of his heart. May that now also be blessed by thee in this case. For Lord, if that is not the case, if that is not blessed, if we do not hearken unto thee, but deep down harden ourselves, Lord, then thou shalt withdraw. Oh, then there shall come a time that thou dost not knock any more. But now it still is that knock. And Lord, he was privileged to come home. Privileged, we hope also, to be able and listen along. But may it be unto his blessing. Oh, give healing for the body, but give a saving blessing in his soul. We lay before thee each and every one of the congregation. Lord, there are those that have had callings, surgery, and healing. And there are others in homes of care. And there are others who are weak and declining. Ah, Lord, we all are but of a day. We all have breath in our mouth. And if thou takest it away, then we are in eternity. Oh, give us then to make haste for our life's sake, for the day passeth like the chaff. Wilt thou then remember each and every one of us and those listening along as we have gathered on the Sabbath day? Lord, the sun has risen upon the good and upon the evil. Oh, may the inquiry be, to whom do we belong? By nature evil, only by grace it shall be good. And Lord, that intervening mercy is what we need. That sovereign one-sided mercy can only reach our soul. And that is true for the very old and ailing. That is true if we are in the strength of our life. That is true when we are young. That is true if we are but a small boy or girl. It is true for the infants, Lord. Oh, visit then each and every one with saving grace. For the time shall come, as it is written, and he died. Oh, that we then may be given, Lord, to seek our welfare and bow before thee. Seek it for our loved ones, our children and grandchildren. Remember us then in all the circumstances. That we are together in thy house is still a wonder. There are places with persecution, places where thou hast withdrawn thy word, places where thy name is not known at all. O Lord, what maketh us to differ? Because thou comest time and again, each Sabbath day and in between, and in the homes with those callings, with those invitations. Turn ye, why should ye die? Seek ye me and live. Oh, let the wicked forsake his way and the evil man his thoughts. Lord, wilt thou then give that true repentance unto life, that godly sorrow that worketh that repentance? Oh, that there may come a need in our heart and be bound upon our soul. Look upon thy Zion, Lord, hitherto preserved and strengthened, and that in various places yet that gospel may be proclaimed or read. Wilt thou bless it in the hearts of sinners? Be with thy truly called and anointed servants that must experience so often that they are tried and assaulted. But wilt thou then give them anointing anew? Be also with those who labor in the vacant places. Lord, that is also thy work and needs thy help and blessing. But thou canst freely give also that it may be used in the hearts of sinners. Lord, look upon us near and far. Wilt thou visit those, Lord, that are in thy house, even if they have not been present for some time, and now once more they may hear it and be present? Oh, what a privilege! But Lord, let that word now penetrate further than the ear. May it enter through the ears of our heart, that with Lydia we begin to attend unto that word. That we are stopped on the way that runneth to, that leadeth to eternal destruction. That also the work among Jew and Gentile may be yet blessed by thee, and that those who labor there will also get that same leading of thy Spirit, for they and those families must be saved likewise in the same manner. Lord, we ask thee also, give now a blessing unto one of thy old servants who hopes to commemorate, that it will be 40 years ago that he has been ordained in this holy sacred office, and thou hast spared him and his wife hitherto, Lord, wilt thou give thy blessing also when they hope to meet in thy house? Lord, thou knowest all these things. Be with the students, Lord, here, but also on the other side of the ocean. It is all known by thee. Instruct thou them. Wilt thou be with all those places, congregations, and people in need and trouble? Oh, wilt thou then yet remember, and wilt thou yet care for thy house and for thy service? Lord, if we have forgotten anything in this day, in this morning hour, wilt thou not forget it? But we ask most of all, Lord, fresh oil, as thou hast been faithfully supplying it so many times. And now the oil sometimes stays until the next time, but wilt thou then let it freely pour out again in this morning and in this evening? Lord, may there be Aaron's and hers. May there yet be those who draw, who yearn, who cry. Oh, that sinners may be stopped, but also that thy people may be led further, that their needs may be made known, but also that thou wouldest be pleased to give yet a morsel here and there, that there would be an increase in that grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, thou art so good and so faithful, so holy and so righteous, long-suffering and full of kindness. And Lord, now thou comest once again with thy word. Oh, that it may go forth, that it shall be a savor of life unto life and not a savor of death unto death. Look upon us, Lord, in kind compassion, and that we ask for Jesus' sake alone. Amen.